You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The Mason fumble with about 6 minutes left in that game, 6-12, the 10-yard line, and gave the ball back to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals marched up the field and hit a game-winning field goal to win that game, 24-23. 888-957-9570. In 10 minutes, I'm going to play you the Kyle Shanahan press conference from today. He's already spoken to the media about an hour ago. I'm going to play that for you in about 10 minutes. And the Niners, Goo, just 2-3, and they look like an incomplete football team.
What's more concerning? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I just think that there's nothing they can hang their hat on right now. The defense isn't good enough. The offense hasn't been good enough. The special teams haven't been good enough.
What about the coaching?
The coaching hasn't been good enough.
Because that's what's concerning me.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're not as good as we thought they were.
Well, they were up 13. They were up 14 on the Rams. So at those different junctures in both games, everything that we think about this football team, we're correct. But why does it veer off? Why does it go awry? What happened to Ayuk in the second half? I don't know if that's a Kyle problem. Is that a Purdy problem? Is that an Ayuk problem? That I don't know. But as far as defensively, you talk about that fumble for Mason, and I know it's a team game. Okay, defense, bail us out. The first play after the fumble, Connor gets the ball for 9 yards. Steiny, it's one of those, I'm your big brother. I'm running right at you. I'm going to get 9. He looked like Earl Campbell in the second half. So I don't have those answers as to why in the first half the Niners can build these leads and then all of a sudden, nothing's happening. I don't know why everything looks like a fade in the end zone, in the red zone. It seems like they're running the same route regardless of who the receiver is. And the biggest glaring thing for me today is, if I was in front of Kyle, how the hell do you, and I'm saying it, not mean it, come for me, I don't care, do you give the modern day Marshawn Lynch 14 carries in a game where it's 100 degrees out, we're watching guys, they didn't do that with Connor, he wore the Niners down, the fruits of your labor. Why does he only have 14 carries averaging 6.4 a pop? If this is high school, if it's college, I told you I don't have the answers, but those are the questions that are at the top of my list. 14 carries. You're doing the Cardinals defense a favor. And whatever reason you've fallen in love with being pass happy, Steiny, you still got a red zone issue. 9 of 22 for 30th in the NFL. And I'm sitting here, me, Daryl Johnson, calling Kyle a genius. So is this just all about no McCaffrey or lack of creativity? Because Kittle can catch. Look at the catch a couple weeks ago in the end zone. Or last week against the Pats. Don't tell me it's him. You got beast mode. You got Jennings. What's happened to Debo? I mean, Steiny, the end around is outdated. Shout out Apple. There needs to be an update. Mason gets a run for 9 yards. Hey, you know what? I got a great idea. Give it to him again. No, we'll just get cute. Give it to Debo. End around nothing. Like, he's getting too cute. But I can and I will question why Mason left that game yesterday in 100 degree heat with 14 totes. I would. Steiny, help me.
I'm not going to be able to give you an answer.
But you're not mad at the question.
I mean, Kyle might say he can't last 20 carries in that heat. And in fact, that's why he fumbled late in that game, because he was worn down. I don't know. Listen, I don't have the answers.
6 yards of pop, Steiny. I'm going to find out if he can last.
Let's go to Philmo. Philmo, Mike, start us off, Philmo. How you doing, man?
Mike.
I'm not doing particularly well. We're soft. The Niners are kind of soft right now, and I don't know what's going on, but I keep relying on the fact that they're really not in panic mode, but they need to step their game up, and I don't know what's wrong with the defense.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Under Kyle Shanahan, we usually have a way more stouter defense. They're not making any plays when it needs to be made. You got to make plays when it needs, like when we need to be making plays, not when you feel me. Like it's just, you're right. Something's wrong with the team. Something is off. But I'm gonna stay faithful. I know, Guru, you kind of happy because you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, but you're a true professional. I give you that. You hella professional, bro.
I appreciate
and
you.
And you be right. Now, you be riding with the Niners, bro. You see it, too, and you just give your honest opinion. So I just really appreciate that. But it's something off. They need the door. I don't know if they need a boombox speaker to come out for home games. I don't know what's going on, but we got to get together. And the defense right now is very, very soft.
Mike, it's not a playoff defense right now. I know it's five games,
no,
but
not.
Do you have a
it's
problem
not.
With me saying that? Because that's how I feel right
it's
now.
Not.
Okay.
It's not a playoff defense. It's a preseason defense. They're sleep. They're in a malaise.
Mm. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
What's he got?
Defense has given up this year, 19, 23, 27, 13, and 24. Offense.
And a lot of that is skewed too, Stoney. Minnesota was going up. I mean, Warner made the play on Aaron Jones, but that was about to be a 30 or 40 point burger, and they held him 27. But again, you're not fighting me. The defense is what it is. And at the end of the day, Stoney, until Greenlaw comes back, if he does come back, I really believe that's a big deal. What's up with Hufanga? Now, all of a sudden, Stoney, you know, he's getting caught peeking, but even when he's healthy, he's not, like, he didn't, what's going on there? We were ready to call him Ronnie
Who
Lott
was?
When he was out.
Who was?
Stoney.
He's not Ronnie
he
Lott.
Was, okay.
Stop.
I get that. But don't, Stoney, he started off great. And when he got hurt, it was going to be a big, you know what I'm saying?
Well, just chalk it up to injuries. You got injuries.
Well, I'm talking about the plays where he's caught peeking. That you're actually playing.
He gambles a lot.
Yeah. No, right. I got you. So do I.
Mad Dog in San Mateo. What's up, Mad Dog? How you doing, man?
Hey, Stoney. Hey, Google. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey. So this is what I saw. You know, I mean, like the Cardinals are like the Jefferson High School of the NFL. I mean, they may not be winning much, but they are physical. They will punch you in the mouth, and they have always had physical games with the Niners, and the Niners got punched. And John Connor, he ran like a man, and they couldn't tackle him.
Yeah.
And so the defense right there, and they needed a safety to be able to come in with the hammer, and then, of course, there's three turnovers. So, you know, they're not hitting, it seems like. They're getting out hit. They got out hit in Minnesota. They got out hit yesterday. It seemed like they couldn't stop that run going up the middle.
Well, they did
in the second half.
It was the tale of two halves. They did in the first half. So my quick question to you is, what's happening in the second half that is not mirroring the first half? They gave up 10 points. Connor averaged 1.6 yards a pop, and Murray had the run. He's great. But the Niner defense looked like the Niner defense. What's happening at halftime? That's the question I have. And Bosa said,
I couldn't say except for, you know, is that fire that Greenlaw used to bring.
Yeah.
And I did see that thing on the sideline, you know?
Yeah.
But they need somebody who's got some fire, more fire.
Thanks, Mad Dog. Appreciate the call.
And do you have a problem? I read it to you and Evan Bosa at the podium game, because I know he's not afraid to criticize defensive coordinators, and he was a big reason why Wilkes was ran out of here. But, Stani, he said they didn't make an adjustment to the second half adjustment from a run standpoint from the Cardinals. So, like, what do you do? Is he calling out the coordinator? I don't know, but wow.
I think in all of our losses, the preparation we've had has been great, but teams are playing us different and doing things differently, and we need to adjust a little better. Just showing different looks and kind of than what we were looking at on tape. So just got to adjust and get them down.
That's thrown.
No, I'm asking because
they got to make adjustments.
Well, you got 60 minutes to do it.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app